Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
If you've been looking at anything in AI news, you'll know that everyone has been talking over the last week about the OpenAI's ChatGPT's new Canvas feature. I'm going to be breaking down exactly what this is, how it works, what I've been using it for, and some of the interesting details around the funding rounds, who it's competing with. We're going to break down all of that, so let's get into it. Now, the first thing that I wanted to mention is you're going to be seeing this all over the news. You have, of course, TechCrunch that is covering this. You have VentureBeat that is covering this. You have it all over the information. I want to dive into this. But before I do, I want to talk about the fact that this has been sparking a huge funding wave. OpenAI just raised $6.6 billion, and now they're expected to actually start, you know, producing more and more. And I think that this was shortly after they announced that they had finally finished raising the capital for this. They announced that they had this new feature. And I think this is kind of their way of showing, look, we're raising money, we're putting out cool new features. And so anyways, I think that's kind of what they were going for. Not to say that it's not useful or whatever. And I think in regards to all of this funding that they're getting, this has sparked a lot of other players to raise money, including XAI, Anthropic, and a lot of people are starting to, you know, talk about raising money. There's so much money going into this. These other players that are similar are also going to try to get a piece of the action. So what is this new tool? What is this new feature that OpenAI has come out with, the new Canvas? Now, the first thing, or the thing I want to say before this is, if you're interested in using tools like Canvas, like ChatGPT, to make money online or to grow your business, I would love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community. So every single week, my co-host Jamie and I, we release an exclusive piece of content on how we are using AI to make money, what our personal side hustles are, the personal products we're selling, the personal revenues we have, all the stuff we can't share publicly, we share in the AI Hustle School community. So if you're interested in joining the community of over 150 people that are working on building things with AI and making money, we'd love to have you join us. The link is in the description. It's $19 a month. In the future, we'll probably raise the price to $100 a month. But for now, you can lock in that price and it will never be raised on you. We would love to have you as part of the community. So you can check that out. Link in the description. So as far as the OpenAI Canvas feature goes, essentially this is a feature where you can do searches on ChatGPT. And if you're not doing something that's a typical search, right? So like if you just said like, hey, you know, when was the Eiffel Tower built or something simple like that, it's not going to activate Canvas. They have this set. They did a lot of training to know when to activate it. But essentially it's like a Google Doc that's going to pop up with a whole bunch of custom features and tools that you can use. And so if you're trying to do something more comprehensive or more intense, like building a document, for example, right? Let's say you're saying, hey, I'm trying to build a new HR document talking about this new policy or procedure we have. OpenAI will know that you're working on a document and it will pop up essentially like a Google Docs, like a full-on Google Docs in the side panel of ChatGPT. And as you do, as you are working on it, essentially, you don't have to get it to do a one-shot, complete the entire document all in one go. A lot of times when I'm using ChatGPT, I'm like, oh, make this document or this, you know, this file XYZ. It makes it, and I'm like, okay, 90% is good, but this paragraph's terrible. So now with the new Canvas feature, you're going to have the ability to select just a sentence, a paragraph, a title, one little piece. There'll be a pop-up, and then you say like, hey, rewrite this to change X, Y, and Z. So you're really like able to interact with it. In addition, you're able to like edit the document live there, backspace things, add things, and kind of edit there without having to export to, you know, Google Docs or bring it somewhere else. So this is an amazing feature. Now, did they come up with this? No, this is essentially a clone of Anthropic's most recent tool, which is essentially allowing you to do that and a little bit more. So it feels like they're sort of copying this new feature that is coming out of Anthropic, which is called Artifacts. And so Anthropic uses this not for documents, but also for code. So ChatGPT, similarly, they're allowing you to do this for code. Now, The Information recently ran this whole article about how building this cool new feature could cannibalize its business. I wanna make the case for that and break it down because I do think this is an interesting argument, but a couple more things that this Canvas tool can do, aside from just editing individual lines, it can, in the document editing side, it can change the reading comprehension level. So there's just like a toggle you can slide up and down, whether you want this to be grade school or PhD level writing, you can toggle it and slide it back and forth, which I think is cool. You can have a polish up my document, which is essentially going to fix grammar, make sure everything's fluid, and essentially polish up the document in a quick button click, which I think is kind of cool. They have a button that's add emojis, which I think is stupid. I think they know it's stupid. I think, like, honestly, these people, they add like these little gimmicks that I think are just marketing gimmicks, which is like, oh, look, it has this new feature. Like, I'm always telling ChatGPT to take the emojis out of everything, so I don't know why they'd have a button to add emojis into a document, whatever. The other thing that it can do that I find quite impressive is to suggest edits. You could just, like, you know, you're like, okay, I think it looks good, but, like, what should it change? It can suggest edits. I think that's useful. So they have a bunch of these quick buttons that are great. And they also have them for coding. So if you're doing this with coding, they have a button that can change the programming language. You're like, oh, it, you know, gave me some code in Python. I want it to be in JavaScript. A button can change that. And so they're trying to make these like things a little bit easier for code. They have a debugging button. They have a writing comments button and explaining what's going on in the code. A bunch of really interesting things. Now, like I mentioned, Anthropic has Artifacts, which is a very similar product that they announced back in June. So not like, you know, this isn't the newest thing. It's been around for a few months, and it feels like they're now copying it, maybe after Catherine Ngen joined OpenAI from Anthropic like 4 months ago. So maybe, you know, she brought it over. She's one of the lead research leads for Canvas, this new tool that they have. So why could this be cannibalizing OpenAI? They're just raised $6.6 billion. Everyone else is looking at raising money. How could this new tool that's arguably quite useful cannibalize it? Now, the thing is, definitely this is filling in a bunch of gaps, right? Like I've mentioned, you don't have to copy and paste to Google Docs anymore, which is great. So they're getting rid of other people that you would use, but it feels like that might actually be perhaps the problem, you know, as far as cannibalizing goes, because if they're building all these tools with really good UX and software integrations, all the other companies that were doing just that are essentially going to be struggling or going out of business. So in the information, they say OpenAI could cannibalize the business of its customers, such as GitHub Copilot, Cursor, and dozens of other startups using OpenAI's conversational AI to build coding assistants. That reinforces the inherent conflict between OpenAI's consumer-facing product, which generates most of the company's revenue, and its business of selling access to its models to developers via an application programming interface, aka an API. So they're just essentially saying this is going to be harder for their partners to essentially create tools and sell them if they're already creating all of the tools. And it kind of is what a lot of people criticize them for with the GPT store. They're like, oh, that's cool. You have the GPT store that now uses OpenAI to make like apps and stuff. But like, there's hundreds of businesses that are using OpenAI to make apps. And if you're just, you know, hosting them there and promoting them there, maybe that's going to be bad for them. So I don't think that's bad. I think competition and innovation in this space is exciting, but I do feel for a lot of startups that might feel that way. So something else that the information said is that OpenAI also might be getting itself into a market it's not fully prepared for. Today it's convenient to draft emails and short memos in ChatGPT, but many users still prefer doing long-form projects using traditional workspace tools such as Google Docs or Microsoft Word, which are sure to add similar AI-powered editing capabilities as well. Okay, I think that this argument they make, okay, I think the argument about doing stuff that kills startups could cannibalize them, because even if you don't think that's a bad thing, those startups now are not paying them anymore, so it like potentially is like less revenue there. And do they make more revenue from just regular users or from those actual startups? I think the startups might have been paying them more, so that could be the cannibalization argument. Now, as far as the Google Docs and Microsoft Word goes, I think it's fantastic to get people away from it. They're probably saying that, you know, they're not used to compete there, they're not ready to compete there because Google Docs and Microsoft Word are so much better. They've been around for 10 years and they do all this stuff. So I think that, yes, that's true. People might still like export and go do like a lot of the editing stuff. But honestly, the less back and forth I have to do copy and pasting, the more I can do right in ChatGPT, the better. And I think that they're going to actually save a lot of money allowing people to do this. For example, the new feature where if you don't like a line in an article, you just select the line and say, rewrite this line. That's going to save them so much compute versus selecting or having it, you know, rewrite the entire 700 page document because you don't like three sentences in there, right? So I think they're actually saving money doing it. And I think that it's, I think overall it's a good business decision. So in any case, there is tons going on with OpenAI right now. I am super excited about all of it. I'll keep you up to date on everything happening. And again, if you're interested in making money with OpenAI, with ChatGPT, if you have a business you want to scale or you want to have a side hustle that you want to grow, we would love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community. Exclusive content every week. We don't post anywhere else. You can find a link in the show notes. Lock in our $19 a month price. It'll never be raised on you if you get it there when we raise the price in the future. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today, and hope you have an amazing rest of your day.